All right, so you're all the way on the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Two lines from the bottom, the Gemara asks the question, Ibailu. So if you remember, we had a mission on Chaf Gimel Aleph, which was a continuation of the conversation of the mission before about Nidrei Zeruzin, right? Nidarim that are really just there to show. All right, you want to bargain, you want to get someone to do something, you don't really mean to take an ed, you're not trying to really make someone forbidden to get benefit from you, etc. You're just trying to, get them to do what you want. So, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov had said, so even someone who wants to be mad to his friend, that he wants to, come to his house, you have to come have a meal, so he can say to him, call neder shani asu lidor, etc. So now the Gemara wants to know, but that was specifically the opinion of Elazar ben Yaakov about this idea of Nidrei Zeruzin applying even to someone trying to get someone to come into your house, etc. So now the Gemara wants to know, Ibailu, pligi rabbanan alei ad Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, alo. So is Elazar ben Yaakov, is he alone here? And really the rabbanan disagree with him. You can look at the Mefarish. Right? Did they say that's not Nidrei Zeruzin? Or no? Maybe they agree. And look at the Ran on the bottom also wants to explain a little bit more. The Ikel Suke Bahachi. There's maybe a suffix here. Mishum de Dilma ad kan lo ka amir rabbanan de Nidrei Zeruzin havu elabem mocher velokeach. I mean, meaning this extension of Nidrei Zeruzin being in the case of wanting to invite someone to your house, right? So maybe that extension goes too far. Maybe the Rabbanan say, no, Nidrei Zeruzin was only the original case in the Mishnah, which was someone who's, making a, you're trying to sell something, right? She'ain p'em v'libam shavim, right? But they say something, but they don't really mean what they say, right? When their heart and their mind, they're not in the same place, or their mouth, they're not in the same place, right? The af mitchila ha'yirotim b'shloshu dinarin, I mean, I was going to pay three. But I said four, I'm not going to sell it for less than four. And I said, I'm not going to pay more than two. And he really means he's going to pay three. Right? I mean, they were saying things, but it's clear they didn't really mean what they were saying, right? Aval madir chaveiro sheyochel etzlo ikalavim rashib bedavka hu madiro. And maybe the Rabbanan said, yeah, that's a little too far. And you want the guy to come over to your house, and you're really upset he's not coming, you're actually going to make an edder that he can't get benefit from you. Maybe you really mean that. I don't know. So do they agree or not? And Gemara continues, the Imtim Salam Rapligi, and even if you're going to say that the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and they hold that in those cases, anything outside of the Mocha Velokeach, that Neder Schal, Hilchas HaKavasi Elo, is the halacha like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, or is the halacha like the Rabbanon? Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring a number of cases trying to prove one way or the other, really trying to prove that the Rabbanon disagreed with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We'll see if they're successful or not. So Tashma. Let's try the first case. This nan it says in the Mishnah. Ha'amu l'chaver, a person says to his friend, Konam she'eni ne'ne l'cha, im I atanota l'bincha, kur shel chitin, v'shtei chaviyos yayin. So a person says, I'm going to take a neder that you're not going to get any, that you can't get any benefit from me, if you don't take for your son a kur of chitin and two barrels of wine. He would say he wants to give it to him, right? let's just make sure. The Ran writes, "Konam shani ne lacha." I mean, I won't get benefit from you, right? Konam shani ne mishalcha, right? I won't get any benefit from you if you don't take, right? Im iata no tell. If you don't take for your son a korav chitin and shtei chavios yain. So you're trying to give a gift, right, to the son, to the guy's son, and he says, if you don't do so, I'm not going to come, to your house anymore. Right, for Shabbos meals, because I'm not going to get any benefit from you anymore. Okay, so harei ze yachal lahatiris nidro shelo apichacham. So that person, he took such a neder, he can get rid of that neder even without a chacham. Right, she yachal omar lo klum amarta ela bishul kvodi, because the guy can say back to him, look, you're trying to be nice to me, right? You're trying to give me a kavod. You're trying to give me a gift. It's very nice, right? But time of the Zehu Kvodi, and my kavod is, I don't want it, right? I mean, the guy can say, I'm not interested, I really appreciate it, thank you so much. I'd rather my son not have two barrels of wine in his room. I think it's not healthy for him. So I appreciate what you're trying to do for me, but the kavod for me is taka not to give it to me. That would be my kavod, right? And that's why I don't want it. But you know, so therefore, you know, the neder won't be chal. So says the Gemara, time of the amr zeh hu kvodi halavachi nederhu. Right? But the only reason Gemara said that works is because in this case, the guy could taka say, look, I understand what you're trying to do. You're trying to give me something nice. You are giving me something nice by giving me nothing. That's what I want, right? Meaning, so like, it's only because there's an explanation. But if there wouldn't be an explanation, the implication is, then neder would be chal. What do you mean? That's nidrei zeruzin. That's the exact same thing that Rabbi Lazman Yaakov was talking about, right? So money, who is this? Rabbi Lazman Yaakov, nidrei zeruzin of it. It's the opinion of this Mishnah, Rabbi Lazman Yaakov. It's nidrei zeruzin. And they wouldn't need any explanation. It's just because it's nidrei zeruzin. It's like, come on, he didn't really mean it like that. He's just trying to get you to take the gift. So Ella Shema Mina, Pligi Rabbanan. So it must be, this isn't the Rabbi Lazman Yaakov, this must be the Rabbanan. And you see, they disagree. Fine. That the Rabbanan say it's only going to work. And the only reason I can be Matinet is because it's unique, that he can make this argument that it is my kavod that you don't give it to me. But otherwise, the neder would be chal. So you see, the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Lazman Yaakov. No, the old one, Rabbi Lazman Yaakov. No, Rabbi Lazman Yaakov actually is he's the author of this Mishnah also. Oh, how's that? Umod Rabbi Lazman Yaakov, Baha'i the Nidra Havi. No, in this case, he agrees that Taka would be a neder, meaning unless you had some answer, right? No, it's my kavod not to get it. And why is that? The Amrle lo kaba ana the mishanina minach v'lo mishanis minai. Because the person can say, I'm not a dog. That what? That I get benefit from you and you don't get benefit from me. Meaning it's a different case in the sense that the person can you know look at the Ran. Mishum de Amrle lav kaba ana. You see where I am? It's right across the way actually from where we are. A couple lines down. First words in line of Blazim Yaakov, he, and it says, Mishum de Amalei Lav Kaba Ana. See where I am in the run? Yeah. V'hachahu de Shaykh Lamei Marachi, B'pnei Shem Mezamein, Oser, Al Atzmo Nichse Hamazuman. Right? Because in this case, the inviter, right, is asking himself on the one he is inviting, right? I'm asking myself to you, but you know, meaning the person who is trying to give the gift, right? So he's saying, I won't come to your house, right? Umishum hachi ikalamemar the dafika amar she'ena rotzala hanos mimenu ela im kini kabel hu mimenu. Meaning, because what's he saying? And look, I'm not going to come to your house if you're not taking from me. I mean, if you don't take something from me, I'm not coming to you, right? Why? The lav kabahu, meaning, because I'm not an animal. I mean, I want to be a human being. I want to be treated with respect. Meaning, we think, what do you mean? It's so nice. I'm inviting you over, and don't worry. I don't need anything. No, that's not always so nice, right? It's interesting, you know, Musa in general, in terms of doing favors. No, I don't need anything. It's not always nice. You let the person do something back. It's actually a chesed sometimes, let the person do something back. Otherwise, the person feels like a taker all the time. Right? But so meaning, the reason there's a back and forth here, Rabbi Lazman Yaakov would say, is this is not, maybe this isn't regular nidrei, meaning when it's really nidrei zeruzin, Rabbi Lazman Yaakov of course holds that the neder is nothing. But here it's not really just, you could argue it's not just nidrei zeruzin, because the guy Taka feels bad, and maybe he really is trying to take a neder. Like, I'm really not going to get benefit from you anymore if you don't take something from me, because that's going to make me feel funny, that you're not allowing me, you're making me feel like an animal, that I'm not, I just take and take and take, I never give anything back, right? But our Mishnah, that's not the case, right? Because in our Mishnah, what was, you know, the case was, and then they, what we understood it to be, right? Right, meaning the person says, "I want you to come to my house," and the guy says, "No, I'm not gonna come. No, I'm making a neder unless you come to my house." But I didn't give him anything, right? So I want to be able to give, but we haven't gone back and forth, right? So it's not the same concern. Fine. Okay, back to the Gemara. Fine. So next, Tashma. Yes, you ran. First one in the line is Minai. So now we're in Tashma. Next case. Okay, so Tashma. Ha'om lechaveiro, konam sha'ata nenis li, im I ata nosen lebni, kor shalchit in mishle chaviro shayai. So, the opposite case, right? Guy says, you won't be able, I'm taking a neder, you won't be able to benefit from me if you don't give to my son a kor shalchit in mishle chaviro shayai. So, if you don't give my son certain things, so then you won't be able to benefit from me anymore. So Remeir Omer, back there. Remeir Omer Aser Ad Sheyitein veChachamim Omrim Af Ze Yachal Hatir Nidrosh Lo Api Chacham Sheyachal Omar Hareini Ki Ilu Hiskabalti. So Taima Da Amar Hareini Ki Ilu Hiskabalti Halav Achi Nedru. So again, Remeir says if you make such a statement, so it's forbidden to, until you actually give it, take it seriously. The chacham say no, right? Here also, I can be matir in the nether without a chacham. Why? Because the guy can say it's as if I got it. What do you mean, as if I got it? Right. Take a look at the mefarish. The chacham romim af ze. It's like seven lines down the skin lines. Af ze no der yachola hatir. I can basically say, you know, I could say, okay, you know, it's fine. You know, I wanted you to give it to me, but and I'm gonna make a net that you can't get benefit from me unless you give me those things. But at the end of the day, he can say, you know what, it's fine. I can say it's like you gave it to me. And I can change my mind. Basically, I can say, you know what, we'll assume it's like you gave it to me. Leran explains a little differently. Look at the Ran. Hareini ki ilu hiskabalti. It's like five lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. Hareini ki ilu hiskabalti mefarish beperek min sha'achzo dahanu taima mishum de la harvacha di day ichaven v'halo itzrich. It's sort of like extra. And he's like, you know, he's trying to like get more, right? He doesn't really need it. So it's sort of like, okay, you know, it's not something that he really necessary. I mean, right? Banim smuchim al shochano, right? It's specifically when his child is still living in his house, right? He's just trying to get him, you know, give my son something. But his son lives in the house. It's really for himself, right? Give my son some money so I don't have to pay for him to go every day to lunch at EJ's. You know, I'd rather someone else give him money, right? Letzarchan. V'halo itzrech, I don't really need it, right? In this case, you can say such a thing, right? Right? Meaning, if the son lives in a different state and he says to give him money, so it doesn't get me anywhere, right? So that's not that I can't say it. It's like I received it. So that's not going to work. So the Ran just points out it's only if the son's living in the house. But fine. But in terms of our point, right, what's our point? So we had said, right, that what they're trying to prove that what the guy takes a neder that you can't get benefit from me if you don't give my son a kor shalchit in shtei chaviyah shayayin. Rabbi Meir said taka aser until he gives. And Chacham said no. Even there, you can be matir neder shalal pi chacham. Why? Because you can say, yeah, it's fine. I was just trying to get something extra, but I don't really need it. It's fine, right? And the answer the Gemara said was, but time of the Amar already ki ilu hiskabalti, right? That's only because he can say such a thing. Halav hachi nederhu, right? But otherwise, we would have considered it a neder, right? Money, I Reb Lezim and Yaakov, Nidri Zeruzin of it. If there's Reb Lezim and Yaakov, what do you mean? This is Nidri Zeruzin. So Ella, and why would we then, so what's going on here? I shouldn't need some other reason why it's okay. It should be okay anyways. Could be matzinet because just need the Jews and need the Jews and we don't take seriously anyways. El alav rabbanon must be it's rabbanon upligi and must see the rabbanon argued Rabbi Lozman Yaakov. So answer Gemara lo la olam Rabbi Lozman Yaakov. This is Rabbi Lozman Yaakov also. Umodu Rabbi Lozman Yaakov. Umodu Rabbi Lozman behind the nidra have. Why in this case would it talk be a neder? Mishum de amalei lav malka ana de mahanina lacha vaat lo mahanis li. Right, it's the opposite. You could say, look, I'm not a king. Then I just give you stuff and you don't give anything back to me. Right? And that's why You know, and that's why in this case, again, you treat it more seriously, right? That if he wasn't going to say, no, it's fine, it's like I got it already. You know, if I wouldn't say such a thing, again, it might be the hard feelings here. It might actually really feel that way. And that's why he would be willing to, that's why even Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, this isn't just regular Nidgei Zeruzin. Okay. So Amalei Markashisha Bered Rav Chisda Rav Ashi. So if Markashisha said, Markashisha, the son of Rav Chisda, said to Rav Ashi, Tashma, I'll try another one. Nidrei Onsin. So what about Nidrei Onsin? Nidrei Onsin is a neder that, you know, onus is always a situation where a person, you know, it's out of their control, right? So they wanted to do something or wanted to make sure something would happen, but it's, something happened, there was an onus that didn't allow them to make it happen. Okay, so what's the halacha in such a case? So Nidrei Onsin, Hidiro, so what's Nidrei, what is Nidrei Onsin? Hidiro Chavero Sheyocha Atzlo, right? You said, you take a net, you won't get benefit from me unless you come to my house for lunch, right? And then what happens? V'chalahu, o chalabano. And then the guy gets sick, or his son gets sick. O sheikvo nahar, or on the way there was a flood, right? And now he wasn't able to get there, right? Ha lavachi nederhu, right? But if not, it would be a nether. But again, what's the nether? The nether was, you won't get benefit from me unless you come for lunch, right? And we said it can be a Nidrei Onsin if some onus happens and you're not able to come, right? But that's only because something happened, right? But if not, the implication is otherwise the neder would be chal. But wait a second, how many? If it's Elazar ben Yaakov, Zeruzin Havi. If it's Elazar ben Yaakov, this is Nidrei Zeruzin. So there shouldn't need to be an onus. It's just the fact that the whole thing is not a neder in the first place, right? It's just trying to get the guy to come over. So Elav Rabbanan Upligi. So it must be, this is the Rabbanan. And because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov wouldn't agree to such a thing, and there must be see the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And Gemara, no, not so fast. La olam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. No, even this case we can say Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So why? Again, explain why this case is different. Umi sabris da adre mizamna lazmina lo dizmina adre le mizamna the amrle mizamenas leisu daseich. Meaning, if the case is the way we originally said it, then you're right. It'd be a problem. If the guy says, if you don't come to my house, you're not getting enough from me. That we agree. That would be a regular Nidrei Zeruzin, you shouldn't need any other onus or whatever to get the guy out of it. It should just be, if it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Nidrei Zeruzin would be enough to just make it, you know, you're off the hook. It's not a real nether. But the case is not that way. The case isn't that the inviter took a nether, right, ossering the person he invited on him if he didn't come over. It's the opposite. The guy says, if you don't invite me over, it's really the opposite case. It's really what the case is, that the invitee takes a net and says, if you don't invite me for lunch, right, then you're going to get forbidden to my stuff, right, from my house, right? Mizara is the adjim mizamna zemina? No. The zemina adjim le mizamna, right? The invited person takes the net to the inviter, which, I mean, he's not really an inviter. He's forcing him to invite you, right? But he asks him to amalei mizamenes lila sudaseich. You have to invite me to your suda, right? And if not, then you're going to be asked to my stuff. Okay, amalei ein neder ze alecha. Amalei ein. Right? Yeah. Sorry. Neder ze alecha v'nadar v'chalahu. Oh, shechala b'no. Oshik vonar hare elu nidrei onsin, right? So he basically, so the guy says to him, invite me over or you're going to be asked, you know, otherwise I'm going to ask you to my stuff. And the guy says, fine, I'll invite you. And then once he says, so once he does, then the guy who's supposed to come over, he gets sick, or his son gets sick, or there's a river overflows, whatever. And that's considered nidrei onsin, and that's why in that case it's only if the these things happen. But this is not the same case of Elazar ben Yaakov, and that's why you don't bring a kasher and Elazar ben Yaakov from such a case. Okay. Just You could argue that it's still Nidrei Zeruzin in the opposite direction, right? Meaning, you could say that the guy who's trying to get you to invite, I'm trying to get you to invite me, couldn't you call that Nidrei Zeruzin also, right? Just look at the Ran. The Ran is the end of the Divrei Maskal Misarvis, the Adrei Mizan Nizmina. So it goes four lines down. It's about the bottom, just before like the next Ran. He writes, the lake Lamimar Leziruze Yichaven Yisrael. It's like the last word of the word is Lazares. It's like eight lines from the bottom. So he says, the lake Lamimar Leziruze Yichaven. You can't say this is a Zeruzin when the guy says, invite me or I'm gonna make you usher to me. Why? Share lo hayet tzarech Lazares or so. The Adraba, who bigesh mi menu shiyaz minenu. So I don't know, totally just like.
I think he's explaining here that you can't. Because you can't say that he was pressuring him to do that because it was the invitee who asked the inviter.
But he is pressuring the guy to invite him.
He's saying here that, in other words, you can't construe the inviter's nether as a nether to pressure the invitee into accepting the invitation because there was no need to pressure the invitee at all. Was after all the invitee who solicited the invitation.
Right, but the invitee is the one who makes the nether also, no?
He makes the other guy take the nether? Yeah, that's the way they write it here.
Which makes it work, I guess. But it's a funny case, right? Okay, so let's make sure we have that clear, right? So,
see, it says here, after he said in, then he says, nether ze alecha, to which the invitee replied, this nether be upon you, the nader and the inviter exceeded his request as well and declared the nether against the invitee.
Oh, so sorry. Yeah, so we have to explain it better. Sorry, I didn't explain it right.
That's why I was confused.
I didn't explain it right. Meaning, the guy says, the guy wants to come over. Okay, it's not the invited. That's why we're confused. No one invited anybody. The guy wants to come over. He says, invite me to your house. Otherwise, you have to take a nether against getting benefit from me. Right?
He says, Da'amar le, mazmint li v'suda teich.
Invite me to your house for your suda.
Will you invite me to your meal? And then he says, Da'amar le in. So the inviter said to him, yes.
Yes.
And then he says, nether ze alecha, to which then he says, this nether be upon you.
And he says, yeah.
And he's like, invite me to your house, sure. Make a nether that you're going to invite me to your house.
And you make a nether that you're going to be usher to me if you don't.
Right.
Exactly.
Because
if the guy who's trying to invite himself over is also the one making the nether, then it's Sunday Dre Zeruzin. Right? Because it's something he wants. But here he says, invite me, fine. And now take a nether that you become usher to me. If not, fine. So he does. But that's not Dre Zeruzin. I don't want it. I'm doing the thing you want. And that's why it's not Dre Zeruzin. Good. Okay, fine. All right. So, good. Fine. So we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. We'll finish.